Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here today. I always enjoy a day like this. I enjoy all the content, all the good information that you can learn from each other. And I'm so blessed to be part of a school, part of a group like this that values our Christian education. And for myself, I think I probably take it for granted too often. And yeah, it's just such a blessing we can have a day like this where we can share together and learn from each other on how to improve maybe the way we do school or methods for the good of these young children that we heard about this morning that God has blessed us with. The subject this afternoon is unifying board opinion. And like was mentioned, the theme for these next few subjects is leadership challenges. And rightly so, when you have a board of five or more members, whatever your situation is, unifying opinions can be challenging at times. So, first of all, some of my fellow board members are here today, so that's great. I hope nothing that I share will be pointed at anyone or anything like that. My own personal feeling about our own team back home is we are a close team and we work closely together. But that doesn't exclude the fact that we still need to work together on uniting opinions. And I also feel keenly that there's a lot of you older men out there that have a lot more experience than I do in this field of opinions and dealing with varied opinions. And I would appreciate hearing your seasoned advice on this subject, but I'm willing to share what I've learned and I'm still learning at working together as a team. I am currently the chairman of our board back home. There's five of us on the board plus a ministry rep. I'm not sure how your schools are all structured here. If that's similar or you might be a little different, that's fine. But that's kind of the angle I'm coming at from today. Probably be mostly from a chairman perspective, but I hope yous can all identify, and I think that'll come out eventually. This isn't just a chairman's responsibility to unify board opinion, and I think we'll cover that a little later. To get started, I'd like yous to raise your hand if you are a board member today. Who's all? All right, so the majority of us are board members. There might be some ministry or maybe some teachers and principals. That's good. All right, diving into the definition of the title, unify. It means to make or become united. And unite means to bring together for a common purpose or action. Whole, uniform. So that's the idea of unifying. We're trying to come together, bring unity. The next word is board, and if you're here today, you have a good understanding what the school board is, whether you're a part of it or a ministry on the board or like was mentioned, but there's many, maybe even serve on multiple different boards, board organizations of, maybe it's even a work-related board or team that you're part of. But today we're specifically talking about school boards. The third one, opinion. This is where maybe it gets interesting. Opinion is a view or judgment formed about something, not necessarily based on fact or knowledge. For example, I own a small trucking business. We have a few trucks. And based on my experience, my opinion is I like my Detroit engines over my Cummins. That's just my own opinion. not saying that the Cummins is no good. But my experience, based on the way I run my business, I prefer my Detroit better. Maybe it's cheaper parts, maybe it's better fuel mileage, maybe it runs smoother, on and on. Now, you might think opposite. You might think I have a warped opinion about this, and might totally disagree with me. That's fine. So, are we not unified? Keep that in your head. A few more questions. Why do we want a unified school board? What are some key components to keeping your board unified? Whose responsibility is it to maintain board unity? And then opinions, are they good or bad? We'll try to cover some of these questions and find some answers. First of all, I'm going to look at a few verses in 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 20 says, "Brethren, be not children in understanding. However, in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men." And verse 33, same chapter, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." And verse 40 says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." So I take from these verses that we are to be men of understanding, men that are humble enough to give and take. Be a team player. We need to be men that accept graciously a different outcome than what our opinion was. And to be clear, even if your opinion didn't get used this time, doesn't mean it was a bad idea. So God is a God of unity and order, and as Christian school board members, I feel that with God's help, we want to imitate him. We also want to be peacemakers, not ones that stir up strife among boards. And to answer the question why we want a unified board, I believe it's God's way. Being unified does not mean thinking all the same. In fact, I believe that any organization benefits greatly from diversity, and school boards are no exceptions to that. We've got a few points I want to go over. Here's kind of a title to the next few points. A unified school board emphasizes the importance of collaboration, trust, and respect among board members to effectively serve the school, even when disagreements arise. Maybe I'll just repeat that. A unified school board emphasizes the importance of collaboration, trust, and respect among board members to effectively serve the school, even when disagreements arise. Number one, the importance of teamwork. A board's effectiveness hinges on the ability of its members to work together, even when you have differing opinions. So how do you work together the best? Well, you need to know each other well. When you know your fellow team, your fellow board members well, you actually enjoy getting together for an evening at board meeting to discuss the work of the school or maybe issues that come up. You don't dread that. You actually look forward to sitting down as brethren and discussing the work of the school. Know each other well enough to actually hear what they don't say. Does that make sense? Maybe it's something sensitive to them, and they have a hard time sharing what exactly they mean. Maybe you need to read their body language. How are they saying what they're saying? Maybe they're trying to tell you something by what they're not saying more than what the words are that come out of their mouth. But if you don't really know them, if you don't have a relationship with them, you won't pick up on that. Work together as a team, not always listening and going with the loudest opinion and the most vocal ideas. Often I find that when a quieter member speaks up, he has a very valid and important opinion. And I really value all of our members on our team. If any of you have read any of Patrick Leoncioni's books, The Ideal Team Player is a really good book. There's lots of content for building strong teams. One I want to point out, and was maybe talked about already today, is humility. We can't stress this component enough. Humility is key in any teamwork organization. If I think my ideas are best and everyone else's are not worth thinking about, your team will not succeed. We need to be humble in listening to everyone's ideas and work together as a team to find a solution. Pride destroys a team in a hurry, especially if it's the leader. Quote from C.S. Lewis, "Humility isn't thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Be like Christ and be humble." Number two, trust and respect. Board members need to trust and respect their colleagues, fostering an environment where open communication and constructive dialogue can flourish. Sometimes personal information gets shared at board meetings, and that's good, that's right. But it's not for everyone to know. I have no problem going home and talking it over with your wife, maybe the meeting you had. But make sure that if there was confidential information shared, that she knows also that it's confidential. This is part of trust and respect for everyone involved. Here's something that I've seen happen, and I'm still working at trying to implement it during board meetings in regards to hearing opinions. We're all made differently, and this is the beauty of feeling diversity among board members. So an issue has come up, and you're trying to come up with a solution that will benefit everyone. For example, maybe the teachers have suggested a curriculum change for the following year, and you've heard from them all the positives of how it would be better. And now the teachers have left the meeting, and you as board members need to decide whether or not it's wise to accept their proposed idea. Give all board members equal time to share how they feel in regards to this decision. You as chairman might have to go around, and I think this was maybe mentioned earlier in one of the talks today, and ask them by name to share their opinions. This is where some differences come in. Some might start talking and think about it after they're done, what they said. Others might do their thinking as they're talking. And then there's also others that will think first and then talk. So wherever you find yourself in that, and maybe there's even some in between, but as a chairman, you need to give everyone time to share. And it's probably one of the keys to having a unified board is making sure everyone has time to share their idea and share their thought. And for those who find talking easy, you'll probably hear from them first. But not all of us find talking that easy. And so that's why you might have to prime the pump a bit and get them to talk. I feel it's extremely important to make sure those who are quietly thinking it through first, to make sure they have the same amount of time to share as those that talk off the cuff. Make sure everyone on the board feels their opinion was valued. Then after much discussion, and if it wasn't unanimous, you might have to take it to a vote, and we'll pick that up in another point. Number three, respectful disagreement. While disagreements are inevitable, board members should engage in them respectfully, always maintaining a focus on the best interests of the school and all that are involved, teachers, parents, etc. So like I mentioned before, we need to be men of understanding. Respect each other's ideas. Be humble how you share how it looks from your perspective. We won't always agree on everything. And I'd venture to say that if we always did agree on everything, we're bound to hit the rocks sooner or later. We can be a unified board and have varying opinions on aspects of life. Have you ever started sharing an idea or an opinion and you were about halfway through and all of a sudden you were like, wait a minute, yeah, that's just a bad idea. That's not a good idea. Maybe we should have thought it through before we opened our mouth. But maybe it will actually help the rest of the team look at it from a different angle. My point is that I'd rather hear an opinion that seems kind of off whack or off the cuff than no opinion at all. Maybe you've heard the question, what's worse than making a bad decision? Well, it's making no decision at all. And I'm going to suggest the same way here. What's worse than sharing a bad opinion is having no opinion at all. Imagine sitting at a board meeting and no one has any opinion. How boring and useless and unproductive that would be. I don't think that's the norm for most of us. Our problem is usually thinking that our opinion is what people should be listening to, and maybe we find it hard to accept when it doesn't go our way. When we're meeting, we want good opinions to flow, and lots of them. It helps to see the angle from all, the issue from all sides. But we need to be man enough to accept when things don't go the way we should. Humility is under test. Number four, moving forward. Once a vote is taken and a decision is made, board members should respect the outcome and move forward in implementing it, regardless of their individual preferences. Your time to share and discuss the pros and cons of a certain issue is at the meeting when the issue is at the table, on the table, not the next day when you meet up with your fellow member at Timmy's and having a coffee. That is not the time to rehash the decision you made the night before. When the issue is on the table, that is when you need to share whether you're against it or in favor of it. There, that is your time to share, not the next day. It's very destructive for a team if you do that the next day. Don't do it, and don't let your fellow member do it either. This will begin a disunity among you that you can't afford. Maybe another test that maybe especially as chairman might face is to implement board decisions that you personally don't agree with. It can be very tough sometimes. But I feel it's very important that you convey to whoever you're addressing that this decision is a board decision, and we are implementing this as a team. Don't let your personal opinion get in the way of board decisions. Number five, community perception. A board that is perceived as constantly arguing or undermining each other sends a negative message to the church and school, undermining its credibility and effectiveness. Don't think you can hide a dysfunctional board. The church and school are counting on you to do your best. People will notice, and most importantly, God will see. And we said earlier that God is the God of unity and order. None of us campaigned for the responsibility of a school board. We were chosen by God through the Brotherhood to fulfill this calling. And we have a high calling to keep the value of our Christian day schools alive. Let's not waste our time and other people's time with arguing and allowing a disunified board. Resolve the issues that need to be resolved to make peace. Number six, the last one. By studying successful examples of unified boards, we can learn valuable lessons about how to cultivate a collaborative and effective environment. And this is one reason I think why we have days such as today. We can learn so much from each other. Heard somebody say this morning that experience is not the best teacher, and maybe it isn't, maybe it is. But I'm glad we don't have to learn everything by experiencing everything. We can learn from each other, is my point. So, to answer the question, who's responsible to maintain board unity? We as chairman might face the larger part of facilitating board opinions in meetings and discussions, and we'll try to pull things together for a common goal of everyone. But we all have a part to fill in maintaining unity on the board. Every one of us, whether we're the chairman or vice chair or principal or trustee, we all have a part to play in unifying our opinions. Be man enough to accept when things don't go the way we think. Remember to humbly work together in blending our opinions for the good of the school. May God bless each one for faithfully filling the role he has called you to serve in the work of the Christian Day School.